And I need to clean up my stinking thinking about how I'm never good enough. Because, Edie, I am more than enough.
Yes.
I definitely need to, yeah, right? So I definitely need to up my self-love. Meantime, I am finding more and more joy in the cozy sweaters I am donning and the fluffy socks here in Beijing, where I live and teach as an international school teacher.
Leia, can you believe in a few months we will be super sick of all our cozy sweaters and our fuzzy socks will be all worn down and, you know, grimy looking? We'll be dreaming of capris.
Oh, yeah.
But
that... I never dream of capris, Edie.
That's true. I don't either. I don't know why I said capris. But I do love welcoming all of the seasons, you know, that we get in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. because each time a new season arrives, I am ready for the change. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm Edie and I need to clean Clorox wipes out of my life. I buy the compostable Clorox wipes, but it's just not the best for the planet, and I can do better, Leia. Mm-hmm. I am enjoying the hygge life here in Wisconsin as a Midwestern mom and middle school reading specialist.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Stock up your medicine cabinet and preventing static shocks.
Yes. We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What are you cleaning out of your life?
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Okay, well, I'm going to start today, Edie, because mine is befitting of the season, at least here in Beijing, where things are starting to get really dry and staticky.
Oh.
So, yeah, like every time I touch something, I'm like, oh, I get this electric shock and I hate it. So I looked it up and here's the information that I've got and I'm set to try out, but have not yet. So here's the science behind it, Edie. There's some protons and I don't know what, I don't understand it. But the problem is basically that there's too much friction between clothing and furniture, and also, and I think this is the big one, shoes and carpet. Right? So this is what I'm finding out. So to decrease this static, here's what you do. You fill a spray bottle with equal parts of water and liquid fabric softener, and you spritz it on your furniture.
Shouldn't you try it on, like, a small corner so you can see if it discolors it?
Oh, well, that's maybe a good idea, right? I never think of these practical things.
I'm like, what is that going to do to your furniture?
Oh my gosh, you're right. Oh, and here's another thing. I didn't need to look this up because I knew it already. This actually works really well, is those dry cleaning sheets, right? Or dry clean, is that what they're called? The drying sheets.
The dryer sheets?
Is that what they're? Dryer sheets, that's it. So we don't have dryers in China, so I really have no call for dryer sheets, except I do buy them because... For example, I wear long underwear all the time under my pants and under my skirts and whatnot. And so I always rub my long underwear and my slips, which I do wear. I'm a very demure woman, with dryer sheets so that they don't stick to each other and ride up. And you can also rub dryer sheets on your hair or the inside of your hat so you don't get all frizzy, right? So dryer sheets, I know, are very effective. I use them a lot in the winter. But the other thing that this article suggests is that you wear natural fibers on your feet, like cotton socks are much better than synthetic because the synthetics are actually the things that encourage the sparks. And if you wear slippers or shoes in the house, better that they're leather-soled because, again, that's a natural fiber and it won't start the shocks. And the other big tip is having humidifiers in your house, because of course, a static thrives in dry atmospheres. And Edie, for you, this is a good one, because I know in our humidifier, you can add a little bit of essential oils or whatnot, right? So you can also waft some lovely scents throughout your house while you are reducing the dryness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
So those are my tips on reducing static. What do you have for us?
So what I have for everyone today doesn't really go along with our topic, but you know, sometimes Leia, you need to bring things into your house. You don't have to be hauling things out all the time.
So you're defying the topic with your tip today, is that it?
Well, but for a good reason. So I decided to be prepared for the cold and flu season this year, because everyone except Gus have had a horrible cold, as we do with the change of the seasons. Yeah. And it seems that whenever I get sick or the kids get sick, there is an empty medicine cabinet. So it's especially important that I get it together, because when I get sick, there's no one but me to go out and get supplies. So I went out and I stocked up, and here are some things that I got, and hopefully I bought enough to get me, you know, through December. I got the Tylenol for night and day. I got extra salt packs for my neti pot. I like this toddy mix with ginger and honey and different things from the co-op. And I throw it in the freezer, so I always have this toddy mix. I got herbs from my acupuncturist. I got throat coat tea. I bought a case of ginger ale because the kids like that when they're sick. I got a couple bags of throat drops. I don't know why, but I bought cough medicine. It never works, you know. And
placebo.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, oh, please work. And I also stocked up on boxes of Kleenexes.
You need the tissues. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Oh, well, well done. Yeah. I'm a big fan of being prepared in the pharmaceutical department myself. And because it's hard to get a lot of these things of which you mentioned here in China. So when we are able to make it back to North America in our summers, we always pack at least one huge suitcase full of that kind of stuff, because we need it.
Yeah. It's useful.
And because we didn't get home this summer, we're actually running a little low, so I'm slightly concerned.
Ooh.
Anyway, Edie, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Leia, our topic today is, what are you cleaning out of your life? And I personally cannot believe you gave the thumbs up to this episode, because it is an open door for me to talk about my decluttering projects, decluttering projects.
I know. If you are new to this podcast, Edie is obsessed with decluttering while continuing to bring new things into her house. So it's she's a contrast, this woman. Anyway.
I love doing both.
Yes, you do. You do. And so, you know, it evens out in the end. Well, as I mentioned, Edie, in the intro, I talked a little bit about my poor self-image. And I know in one of our episodes, I can't remember the one, maybe you will, I talked about high-fiving myself, right? And going back to listening to my positive messages that I've recorded for myself about how worthy I am and how wonderful I am and all the good things about myself. So I really want to clean out once and for all this poor self-image that I keep coming back to. I'm tired of it. I've had enough. So I want to focus on what's good about me, what's wonderful about me. And one of the things, Edie, I think that helps is focusing on the whole me, not just the bits and pieces, you know? Like, for example, mm-hmm. physically, when I look in the mirror, instead of, you know, zeroing in on one part of me that I'm not particularly fond of, you know, looking at the big picture and going, oh, well, there's a fine-looking woman, right? It's you know, no few people are zeroing in on, you know, a poochy stomach or a, you know, whatever it might be, you know, I'm not even going to talk about it because it's silly to bring it up. It's the yes. whole you that counts. And that's mm-hmm. what we need to focus on. And I think most people do focus on that for other people, just not themselves. And yeah. also in terms of, you know, lately, because I'm new to middle school teaching, or not new, but new again to middle school teaching, I think that sometimes I hyper focus on a lesson maybe that didn't go as well as it might, or that just wasn't pitched quite right. And it's like, you know what, the kids know I'm there to instill joy and help them to love learning, and so what, who cares if one lesson isn't, you know, life-changing to them, right? Focusing yeah. on the fact that I'm present for them and they enjoy coming to my class and they know that they're welcome and accepted and taken care of. That's, you know, that's the big picture. So I think that's a way in to solving this poor self-image issue that I have, or one of the ways in is to look at the big picture. And in that big picture, I think I'm doing really well. So I want to clean all right. out all that self-criticism.
Sweep it out, Leia. Sweep it out.
Sweep it out. Vacuum it out with the Dyson.
Well, Leia, if I can, I'd like to piggyback on what you said.
Please.
So I have been falling into a run of self negativity talk myself. So I have that whole negativity loop circling through my head. You know, I have no writing talent. Who am I to write a book about Carrie Ingalls? I never finish any of my writings. And then I just start the loop again, you know, with I have right. no writing talent. So all yeah. of that is just stupid. And I need to it's clean nonsense. That out and replace it with who am I not to write about Carrie Ingalls? Because I yeah. have loved that family since I was 7.
Yes.
And I finished lots of projects. I just haven't finished Carrie's Winter yet.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good one, right? Yeah, just reframing what we think about ourselves by remembering all the stuff that we have done towards it and why we deserve to do it. And yeah, telling ourselves to just shut up, right? Shut up, Edie. I'm telling you that. Stop it. Stop thinking that nonsense. You have nonsense. Every right to be writing about Carrie Ingalls and the long winter. If anybody's qualified, it's you.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's okay. move on.
Yes. Okay, so for me, another thing I want to clean out of my life, quite literally, is the junk in our house. I just, you know, want to, I guess this has become a verbified word. I want to Marie Kondo the house. And whatever we don't use and we don't love, just get rid of it. My gosh. I'm just tired of all the clutter in the house, Edie. I'm talking about decluttering.
I was going to say, this is weird.
I know. It's me now. It's me. Well, and the thing is, Edie, we will be moving back to, or we will be leaving China in the next 2.5 years, and we will not be taking all of this with us. So I figure we might as well start decluttering now and only holding on to the things that we love and that we will eventually ship back and just get rid of the rest of it. Right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Get rid of the junk.
Get rid of it. I'm going to piggyback on what you just said,
Leia. Keep piggybacking.
So my sister-in-law came over the other weekend, and she helped me get rid of clothes that don't look great on me. We set a timer for 15 minutes, and we had a lightning decluttering clothes session, and I just tried on as many clothes as I could, and she yes. just told me, like, yes or no. And at the end of 15 minutes, we had 2 huge bags to donate. We did not get through my whole closet, but we set the timer for 15 minutes because our daughters wanted us to take them to TJ Maxx to buy clothes.
And buy more stuff. Oh, that's excellent, though. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, if I might piggyback on that, Edie.
Yes.
I am still continuing to work on things on this. I've talked about it for many episodes, getting rid of the baggy clothes in my house. Well, I don't care about my kids wearing baggy clothes or even Dawn for that matter, but baggy clothes for me. So
yes,
I am continuing to rid myself of those as I come upon more items. And also, on the other end of the spectrum, I'm getting rid of anything that is in any way restricting or uncomfortable. So that might be, you know, undergarments, and it might be pants that just don't fit me anymore and that maybe never will. And also, I just got rid of a whole bunch of shoes, Edie, and I am working on fitting Vans into my wardrobe, if you can believe it, because I need comfortable shoes. Yeah, I just need to be kind of edgy and cool, but everything needs to be comfortable from here on in.
Leia, you're like the youngsters wearing your Vans. That's cute.
Yeah, I am. And Converse, too.
Ooh.
I know.
Like it.
I'm up in my game.
I recently got rid of some jeans that for some reason I would wear at least once a week, but they were just so restrictive, and I just felt kind of like a edge of misery all day. And it's like, why am I keeping these jeans that shame me all day? They were just stupid thrifted jeans.
Right. So. It's not like we're 19th century women wearing corsets or something.
No. I am so thrilled I don't have to put on those jeans again, you know?
So we have to strike that perfect balance of not too tight, not too loose.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Tricky, but we can do it. All right. What do you have for us next?
Mm-hmm. This is a ongoing thing, but I need to continually be cleaning gossip out of my life, Leia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I don't feel good about myself when I go and like gossip and, you know, carry on. And I don't want to be known as someone who gossips.
Right.
This should actually almost be a daily affirmation for me. Like, gossip is not good for my soul. Gossip is not good for my reputation. Like, stop gossiping. Yeah. You know, the thing is, Leia, is schools are just hotbeds of interesting gossip.
Oh my gosh, are they not, right?
But I don't need to be involved, right, Leia?
You absolutely do not need to be involved. It's ridiculous. Read some celebrity gossip to, you know, get over the curve or you know, when you feel a need for it. But no, don't start gossip and don't carry it on. I have decided to
do as well.
For sure.
I do like the idea of celebrity gossip because I've been wanting to talk to people about what the hell happened to Tom Cruise's face.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen him lately?
I have seen him lately and I'm concerned. Yes.
Okay, I can gossip about that.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a few other faces I am concerned about in the celebrity world. But we're going to carry it on because this is a bit of a lightning round today.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Uh-oh. And I actually hear the dog scratching on my door right now. So she wants to get in. It's almost her bedtime. But hopefully somebody can take her away or she'll be distracted. Meantime, I want to clean out of my life getting dragged down by, I would say, both uncertainty and like malaise. So, you know, wondering when we'll be able to leave China and get back to North America. Our Charlotte is starting university next year, and we just don't even know if we'll be able to bring her there, you know, things like that, and see you and see my sister and my brother and my dad and my, oh, my Ellen, my sister-in-law, just Bernadette, Teresa, just all these people in our lives that, and friends that are so important. And when I focus on that, not knowing when we'll be able to come home, it makes me feel really sad, and there's just not really much point in it, is there? So I just want to clean that out of my life and say, when the time is right, we'll be able to go, and it will be so joyful. And mm-hmm. adding on to that sort of sadness about that is being, and I'm sure a lot of people identify with this, being tired of not being really able to make plans or look forward to things, you know, because everything just keeps changing, right? The goalpost yeah. keeps changing. And so, for example, this year for our holiday vacation, we're not allowed to leave Beijing. We have to stay here. And that, you know, we had been thinking, well, at least maybe we could travel in China and go to a warmer area or see some friends in another city. There were all sorts of things that we thought we might do. But as it turns out, we'll be here. And, you know, that's neither here nor there. We can make it fun here. Now that I've accepted that, I can move forward and make plans about how it will be really fun to have 2 weeks vacation right here in this city. But I don't know. I want to like put that aside and realize that A, the whole world is experiencing this. So there's no point in me feeling sorry for myself because, you know, 8 billion people are in a similar boat or worse or much worse, in fact. So just clean out the negativity about not knowing what the future holds and be grateful for what's going on today and what's good.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, Leah, let's end on a very superficial note. Cleaning okay. out of, you know, cleaning out. I need to get rid of makeup and skincare products that I no longer use because then it will be easier for me to take care of my skin and put on my makeup. I was yeah. just doing a little inventory before we started recording. And I have mm-hmm. 5 tubs or tubes of clay masks. I couldn't use this Whoa. All, like, even if I started clay masking 3 times a day.
You could make pots out of it or something. Mugs.
I could make some ashtrays.
Ashtrays. And we could start smoking, too. That might be fun. No, 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 no.
No, okay. That's ridiculous.
Oh, but getting rid of, yeah, all that extra makeup that we never use, that's a really good one. I think I'm inspired to do that too because I've got a lot of stuff that I haven't used in years. So love it. Okay, well, Edie, let's end on that lovely superficial note. It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the Week. Last week, we talked about what 5 things were that we want to be known for.
That was such a fun episode, Leah. I'm still thinking about how to be the daughter of my mother's dreams.
Well, and I'm thinking more about how I can possibly, you know, be a better partner by watching depressing documentaries, listening to folk music with my eclectic partner, Don, right? Like our tastes in many things are super similar and in other areas, like very diverse. So I hope he's also thinking about how much more he can watch sitcoms with me, even if they have laugh tracks that he can deal mm-hmm. with it. And maybe he could even dance to some ABBA with me, Edie. What do you think of that?
Money, oh, money, money. Yeah, good luck.
Do, 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 do. It's a rich man's world.
Money, money. I don't know. Don has hated laugh tracks forever.
I know. And ABBA.
Yeah, bummer. Oh, well.
Well, and I don't love banjo, and I don't love depressing documentaries. But, you know, okay, so we need to find things that both give us joy that we can do together. We can do that.
Yes. So this week, your challenge is to figure out what you need to clean out of your life and get on with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Edie, I also remember that I need to clean out all the hair from our bathtub, the drain. Do you think I could get Charlotte to actually do it since most of the hair sitting in the drain is hers?
Well, I think you definitely need Charlotte to clean up those clogs. But right. Don't get her mad, Leah. We need her to edit.
This
Maybe
is true.
Maybe you should clean it up.
She needs to stay in our good books. All right. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes. Oh, it's such a great place to hang out with other positive folks. And it is also where we post our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week and where you can share what's going on in your lives.
Thanks as always to Charlotte and Leah for editing the show. Leah, is Charlotte going to study podcasting at university next year?
Good luck with that, Edie. I don't think so. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.